like my whole household, me, my sisters, my mom, my brother, we like this. Like we actually real all close. Like we've been through a lot together, but we remain real close. My mom always been in my ear. She always believed in me. She never gave up on me. She paid for lawyers. She paid bills. You know, I knew friends, moms that just gave up, like leave him in there. My mom never left me. And that counted for a lot. You know, and then to watch her come through her struggles, losing her son at 3 years old, going into addiction, and then, you know, having two more girls. And my mom, 54 years old, she got a 17-year-old daughter. I used to tell my sisters as kids, like, you know, when I was in the street, I was a good motivator. I was always a good motivator and a good talker. And I used to tell them, like, y'all know y'all got to get straight A's because mommy ain't going to be able to afford college. You know, my mom's a single mother. And then she was struggling. She got four kids. She doing the thing, doing it by herself, but she do, like, real, real good. I ain't going to lie. She be able to remodel the house, put both her kids through college. Her son is a pharmaceutical technician. He in school. I'm working. My daughter healthy. You know, I got my own house. I got cars, like, everything. You know, some people get mad when you talk about your family a lot because there was a lot of people, especially like in these neighborhoods, because their family's broken up. They're not cool with their brothers and sisters. They probably ain't got no mom or they don't have no relationship with their mom. So it was really basically my family was like my crutch, right? Because they just stayed there in my corner. And then my daughter just gave me something to just say, like, I got to be here for her.